But Armaguard, now I brought this up yesterday and things have come to a head today. What's happened is Armaguard is the last cash distribution company left in Australia. It took over its main competitor last year, but because the use of cash is declining for all sorts of reasons, you know, COVID and contactless payments, banks also get some of the blame. They're reducing the number of ATMs and branches. Suddenly Armaguard's not making any money. Now, it is owned by Lynn Fox, and Lynn Fox could pump money into it, but clearly they don't want to. And so if Armaguard goes broke, we actually don't have a company left that can securely transport cash. And when you think about it, what would happen? Coles has already said today it will not put any more cash with Armaguard because it's worried that if it does and Armaguard goes broke, then the Coles cash will no longer belong to Coles. They'll just become an unsecured creditor like everyone else. Now, at the moment, you can use Coles a bit like a bank. You know, you can go there, you do your shopping, you can deposit money, you can withdraw money. But if Coles can't move cash securely from A to B, Coles will stop allowing you to do a cash withdrawal at the supermarket. In fact, today, if you try and withdraw cash from Coles, the maximum you can withdraw has been reduced from $400 down to $200. Now, it's been spoken about in our news that the banks are putting together some sort of rescue operation for Armaguard, and they've given the company a deadline, close of business today, to accept it. Now, I don't know what will happen. I really don't. But I do know this. If Armaguard goes bust, that will rapidly accelerate the decline of cash. Cash has already been declining in our economy. That would pretty much be the end of it. Assistant Treasurer Andrew Lee has weighed in on this issue. Here's something he had to say.
The Armaguard situation has been a significant concern to the government. The Reserve Bank has been in active discussions, making sure that we've still got some competition in the cash industry. There's declining use of cash, but that doesn't mean that there aren't a significant portion of Australians who are reliant on cash.
Well, we don't really have competition in the industry. I mean, the only nationwide company that now transports cash is Armaguard. That's it. If it goes broke, that is pretty much the end of cash. Because people go, oh, well, you can always use cash. Yeah, but you've got to get it from somewhere. Where do you get it? You get it from a bank or an ATM. How does the cash get to the bank or the ATM? An armored car, Armaguard, has to drive it there. If Armaguard is not available, well, what happens? I mean, it's certainly not clear. 133693, look, the big banks have put together a rescue package. Hopefully Armaguard accepts that rescue package by close of business today, but they might not. And if they don't, if you don't like using cashless payments, you're going to have to get used to them.